And if someone got shot or stabbed, you say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
Look at the wound?
And you know, sometimes the wound won't heal back right. It's got to be cut out or burned out. Just get sort of a growth over it, you know?
Uh-huh.
With white stuff around the edge.
It gets a scab on it.
Uh-huh. Well, do you ever hear some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh?
Uh-huh. What's that like?
That's just flesh with no skin on it, anything. It grows out of a wound.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the right name for it, but it's called proud flesh.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a little cut on your finger, a brown medicine you can put on that stings.
That's a curacle?
Or it stings a lot. Little brown liquid medicine.
I know what it is. I can't think of the name of it.
Do you have your
eye? Iodine.
Uh-huh. What about a real bitter medicine people used to have to take?
That's quinine.
Say if a person had been shot and didn't get any better, you'd say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man...
Man died?
Uh-huh. Any nicer ways of saying somebody died?
Oh, something called somebody passed away.
Mm-hmm. What about a way of saying somebody died that's not very nice? You say, I'm glad that old skinflint finally...
That old rascal?
Finally did
what? Finally died.
Uh-huh. And you say, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
What he died with?
And the place where people are buried.
Cemetery, graveyard.
Uh-huh. What about what they put the body in?
Tomb.
Or the box sort of thing.
Coffin.
Uh-huh. How do they bury around here? Do they always have it above the ground?
Yeah, I mean tombs, what's all of them.
Mm-hmm.
The old time they used to just put them in the box and bury them in the ground, but they... They bury me in tomb now.
How come? Because the water level's so high?
Water don't get in the tomb now. It's seared in.
Mm-hmm. I read somewhere about, you know, they try to bury people and then the coffins would come back up because of the water.
Huh?
Did that used to happen?
Well, I guess it do in some places.
What about around here?
No, it's... We have some floods around here sometimes. One time they had flooded the graveyard down there and some of the tomb floated.
Mm-hmm.
You see it being tight, you see they're floating.
Mm-hmm.
The water gets deep.
Hmm. Sam, he was an important man. When he died, everybody went to his...
His funeral?
Mm-hmm. And at a funeral, people are dressed in black. You say that they're in...
In mourning.
Say on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you'd answer, oh, I'm...
Feeling good.
Okay. And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you say you've got...
Rheumatism.
And this is a disease that children used to die from. They'd get a bad sore throat and they'd choke up.
Diphtheria.
Uh-huh. What about a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
I really call that yellow jaundice, huh?
Mm-hmm. And if you have a pain down here and have to have an operation?
Appendicitis?
Uh-huh. Do you remember an old-fashioned name for that?
No, I sure don't.
Say if someone ate something that didn't agree with him and it came back up, you'd say he had the...
Had the vomit?
Any other ways of saying that?